You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Are You Afraid of Success? Let me tell you another true story. I was talking to a female friend who wanted to start a new business, but she keeps avoiding taking the necessary steps to do so. I asked her if she was afraid of being successful. She said, yes. According to Healthline, fear of success is a real thing, referred to as success anxiety or success phobia. It has even been called achieve me phobia. And on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a link to the Healthline article. Fear of success is in part about how other people will react to your success, how your spouse, your children, your family, your friends, your coworkers, etc. will react. Fear of success is especially relevant to many women. Again, according to Healthline, women are discouraged from appearing self-promotional or aggressive in favor of modesty and compliance with gender norms. Some women fear that success will lead to attacks on their femininity or being labeled unlikable and underserving. Women also tend to be socially penalized for being successful, and this creates a backlash avoidance and creates a fear of success. Fear of success also makes many women experience what is called the imposter syndrome. With success comes additional attention, and many women fear they will not be able to handle the attention, live up to the expectations of success, and may even feel they don't deserve to be successful because of current pressure from people in their lives, their prior life experiences, traumas they have experienced, childhood programming, etc. Fear of success is not limited to women, and many men also suffer from the fear of success. Fear of success is also a responsibility problem. When you are successful, you have to accept responsibility and be accountable for all your actions. This is a very scary situation for many people. Fear of success is very similar, but very different than the fear of failure. The late Dr. Wayne Dyer was an American self-help author and motivational speaker. Dr. Dyer published many books with the Hay House Publishing Company. The late Dr. Wayne Dyer was quoted as saying this, quote, "Fear of failure becomes fear of success for those who never try anything new," close quote. My friend went on to tell me that whenever she thought about starting a new business, she found reasons to procrastinate. This makes sense because fear of success can cause you to procrastinate because you are afraid to complete the necessary tasks to make you successful. According to Dr. Tim Feichel and other psychological researchers, procrastination is not a time management issue. Procrastination is instead an emotional management issue. The emotions generated by the fear of success include anxiety, anger, disappointment, embarrassment, sadness, shame, etc., and they need to be effectively managed. To effectively manage the emotions of success, you need to understand that succeeding and failing at something has an actual physical effect on your brain. When you succeed at something, your brain releases endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin, which provides empowering feelings and emotions such as peace, happiness, well-being, etc. In stark contrast, when you fail at something, your brain releases cortisol, which provides disempowering feelings and emotions, such as anxiety, depression, irritability, etc. How can you manage your own fear of success? Consider these three things. Number one, create a list of micro steps with a time frame for completion. Create a list of micro steps with a desired time frame to complete your micro step, to use it to accomplish a goal on your desired pathway to success. Each micro step should be manageable and include flexibility on any assigned time frame to complete it to avoid triggering any negative emotions that could prevent you from becoming successful. For example, if you're going to start a new business and desire to feature it on social media, one micro step may be to read the instructions on how to set up and use a social media account within the next 5 days during your lunch break at work. If you cannot accomplish this micro task in 5 days during your lunch break at work, you will accomplish it during the weekend. Such a micro step with a time frame of 5 days and flexibility for 2 more days allows you to complete the micro step without triggering any negative emotions. Number two, start each micro step with the emotion of courage. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD, in his famous book, Power vs. Force, published in 1995, examined the energetic frequency levels of human consciousness as they pertain to a variety of different human emotions. He used kinesiological muscle testing to determine the energetic frequencies of human emotions. The emotion of courage is a crossover point between negative and positive emotions and is a tipping point emotion. Check in with yourself and ask yourself this question: what emotions are occurring in me right now as I start this microstep? If you are experiencing any negative emotions, such as anxiety, anger, despair, fear, guilt, procrastination, sadness, etc., shift to the emotion of courage to start and complete your microstep. If the gap is not too large, shift past the emotion of courage to more positive emotions such as curiosity, excitement, joy, happiness, etc., to get your brain to release endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin to enforce empowering feelings to make you successful. Number three, use discernment to fairly evaluate the completion of your micro steps. Document the completion of each of your micro steps in a dedicated journal to track your success journey. Evaluate the completion of your micro steps with discernment instead of judgment. Discernment includes perceiving and observing a situation to obtain the truth and understanding of the situation. In contrast, judgment includes perceiving a situation by forming a personal opinion about the situation based on the influence and the behavior of others on yourself. To apply discernment to your microstep, look at any situation, event, or person associated with your microstep from the perspective of a neutral observer. A neutral observer is someone who perceives a situation, event, or person from a new higher point of view and a higher and expanded level of consciousness without forming or accepting any judgments or criticisms of the situation, event, or person from others or themselves. Applying discernment from the point of view of a neutral observer allows you to fairly evaluate what happened during the completion of your microstep and allows you to adjust how you complete your next microstep moving forward on your journey to success. Managing your fear of success will allow you to create a positive impact in your own life and truly create the successes in your life you truly desire. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.